Home is where the heart is, as you've probably heard. And when it comes to elections, that cross-stitch sentiment pretty much captures the law. States require proof of residence before someone can register to vote. In Illinois, for example, and the deadline for registration passed just a few days ago, a voter must have established a permanent abode in the state at least 30 days before the election. And what makes a home a permanent abode, as it turns out, is largely a matter of the heart. In Illinois, as elsewhere, it's not enough just to be here. What counts in the end is what the voter thinks of as home, where the voter intends to remain indefinitely. This isn't always as simple as it might seem. A voter might leave the state for long stretches and still come home to cast a ballot so long as she continues to fix her permanent home in Illinois and intends to be back. On the other hand, even a few nights away could forfeit the right to vote if there's a reason to think that the person has sights set elsewhere. Take the case of the lawyer who owned a house in East St. Louis and had both an Illinois law office and an Illinois driver's license. But he closed his house, stored his household furnishings, and spent nights at hotels across the border in Missouri. When he tried to register as an Illinois voter, election officials refused. And the Illinois Supreme Court backed them up. The justices used the dictionary to decide that permanent abode meant permanent dwelling place, and the lawyer, resting his head each night in hotels in the Show Me State, no longer dwelt in the land of Lincoln. But spending nights elsewhere doesn't always extinguish voting rights. In another case, a family of three moved to a hotel outside their election district after a house fire. The Illinois Supreme Court expressed no doubt that the parents remained voters in the district. Their home was gone, but they intended to rebuild and return. Not so with their adult daughter. While staying in the hotel, she'd signed a lease on a new home elsewhere, and that was enough to cut ties to her former place. So Illinois voters must be in residence in both a heart and a home sense for at least 30 days before an election. Those for whom they'll vote at the state level have an even tougher residency restriction, up to 3 years for governor and other top state offices. It's when it comes to running for federal office that the law takes a somewhat ironic twist. We care much about the hearts and homes of voters and state office holders, but as we all know now, the United States Constitution allows candidates for federal office to show up in the state moments before ballots are cast. So long as the moving truck gets there by election day, a House or Senate candidate can establish legal residency just in time to leave again for Washington, D.C. Alan Keyes once criticized Hillary Clinton for doing just that. Now he's had a change of heart and home, at least through November 2nd. I'm Amy.